At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let's be honest, all right? Intellectuals, have you ever been to an intellectual party, a cultural party, where you drank with your finger out there, Christian?
Never.
Alicia?
Never.
Okay, right. Star 99.9. The fact is we all feel like a little bit of a fish out of water, if you will, in a situation like that. And this is why people feel like they can't relate when somebody from Harvard opens their mouth. By the way, I'm sure that there are many wonderful, pleasant people that are able to articulate in a way that would make sense to me from Harvard. But this individual right here has turned that off for me. Eric Rim has just come out. He's a professor over at Harvard. And he says that if you're going to eat French fries, 6 French fries is what you need to limit yourself to. 6.
6?
6 French fries total. He goes the French fry, or the potato, a starch bomb, if you will.
Wow.
And then goes on to say that a good meal portion would be you go, you get your food, you get a side salad, and then you get 6 French fries or less.
That is ridiculous.
And he believes that people should be offering that and going to a size of that. Furthermore, he backs it up with some of his friends. I mean, Twitter just went nuts, as you would imagine. The internet went crazy.
Right.
Most people relating the fact that they eat 6 French fries in a breath.
Right. That's a handful for me.
I mean, I certainly do more
than my husband.
That. Well, I mean, usually, to be fair, I'm driving while I'm eating those French fries, all right? And the quicker that I can get the mound of French fries into my mouth, the safer we all are on the road, too.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's almost a public service that I'm doing it, all right?
You should be thanking me.
Right.
So, they say that 6 French fries has something like 160 calories, or the unsalted, if you had it, would have 160 calories, but that's nuts. Another professor over there said that anything can be eaten healthily if it's eaten mindfully. If you eat French fries, you'll probably be satisfied with 10. What?
What are these people getting their numbers from?
Are they really big French fries?
Exactly.
I'm not sure that there's anything besides like chicken wings that 10 of them will be enough to satisfy me. I got to be honest.
Right.
With you.
Right.
All right. So let me ask you, Alicia, is that how many French fries is too many French fries? Because you're in great shape right now at this point.
I'm doing pretty good.
All the weight that I'm losing, by the way, Christian, is because my wife has stopped feeding me.
Yeah. It's a good technique.
Yeah.
There's less kibble in the bowl.
Healthier stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So how many French fries is too many French fries?
I think anything more than a small order of French fries is too many.
Yeah, but when you go to a place,
that's like
stop
perfect.
Me if I'm wrong here. Sometimes you see they put more in the small than they put in the medium or the large.
Well, they stuff them all in there.
Right. Well, right. Is that human perception or is it a real thing? Do you think we're getting more French fries or no?
No.
Could be getting more.
All right. What do you dip your fries in?
Barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
McDonald's French fries get dipped in barbecue sauce. Any like bigger French fries from like a diner or something is always ranch dressing.
Well, now you've lost me.
Fill in the blank here. People that dip their fries in blank should be shipped off to someplace. Maybe an island, maybe another planet, maybe Antarctica. I don't know.
Sweet and sour sauce, definitely.
What is so close?
Ranch or sweet and sour. No, I refuse. I'm done.
I thought you were going to go mayonnaise. I got to be honest. I thought you were going to go English and mayonnaise.
I'd rather watch you dip it in mayonnaise than sweet and sour sauce.
Okay. And what is your favorite fried food that no calories or rules should apply to?
Oh, fried mozzarella all day.
That's true. Yep, that's true. She's like an addict there.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere we go. Well, thank you for knowing. Here's the thing. Again, I can't agree with this Harvard professor any less. So given our proximity to the college and the fact that we know some smart people out there, we're going to bring Rebecca Benetti, a friend of the program, back. She's a nutritionist from Yale. She'll be in tomorrow to tell you all the reasons why this dude is a total dummy. I look forward to it. And, of course, standing up for French fries everywhere. At least I hope that's what she's going to say. I don't know. She never told me what she would say.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.